fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
It's the fun show with Stacy and Akison. Say hi,
like
Akison.
Stacy. I don't like this name, Stacy. I'm sorry.
Too bad. Akison is supposed to come visit me this weekend, but, you know.
I never said that.
I've heard that probably about.
I'm supposed to be near you this weekend.
No, you specifically said you were going to come visit me and buy me a tank of gas or something.
I did not.
You did specifically say that. I remember. All right. Let's call Angry Gas Station Guy for a little sound check here.
All right. You go first.
Okay. Well, not really a sound check. Just, you know, we can't hear him.
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
Yeah, what can I have you?
Yeah, can you help me?
What?
Can you help me?
Can you what?
Can you help me?
Yeah, do what?
Wait, do you speak English? I can't understand you. All right, Akison, your turn.
Okay, I think he can hear you.
He's not getting very angry.
That's because he took anger management.
Yeah, between the two times that we've talked to him, he got better.
God bless him.
Hello.
Hey, do you think, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Hi, because I can't really hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm full volume.
I got a question about the Twinkies.
Hmm.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Are you tired or something? You sound very tired.
Aw, he sounds depressed. I think we've broken his spirit.
Yay. Maybe now we should tell him to pour out the Gatorade into buckets.
You know what? I haven't called him for, like, at least a month. It's been a while. I used to call him all the time.
He's probably like, oh shit, not again.
Breaking news. Brad's favorite song is from the second album of Eminem. Eminem's second album. Hello, caller.
Hi, Tabachi.
Oh,
hey, Tabachi.
Hi, Tabachi.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be rich today. You have a dollar.
Yes, I have a dollar on cam. Everyone, I'm in Tiny Chat, and I will not be showing my face until...
Did you make that dollar in your stripping job?
No, actually, I don't have a job. Ooh, hot tea. Hot tea, not hottie. I have a hot cup of tea. Anyway, I'm not showing my face until someone orders a pizza and has it delivered to my apartment. So,
you're never going to get a pizza.
Never going to give you up. All right, Tabachi, I'm going to make a prank call. So I'm going to let you go.
Bye, Tabachi.
Aww. He hung up. He erased himself from the show.
Aw, poor Tabachi. Tabachi.
So sad.
Tabachi, we love you. And
I'm
everyone
sorry.
Add him on Facebook. You just got a new Facebook.
Oh, a new one.
Not a new one, but he just got on the Facebook.
Aw, Tabachi. I'm sorry.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, thanks, Sudo, for that wonderful phone number. Jeez.
What? Wait, no, the bagels are closed. What about that wine guy? Is he...
Oh, I don't know. I'll call him in a little bit. This is a phone number, let's see. This is a Italian restaurant that has really, really bad reviews on Yelp. However, one of their pictures on Yelp shows, like, a menu or, like, a piece of paper or something in the restaurant, and it says something like, the best Italian food ever, or something. But it's got really, really bad reviews.
Okay, you talk first. I'm just going to mute myself silently.
It should still be open. It's only like 6 o'clock or something.
Almana, this is Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. What's the name of the restaurant?
What restaurant?
What's the name of your restaurant?
Oh, it's not a restaurant. This is a health food store.
Oh, I got the wrong phone number. Okay. Sorry. This is a health food store.
Yes. Oh, we have a... We have a deli, but not a restaurant.
Okay, I was getting you confused with somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call you back later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, never mind. I got confused.
Silly
I'll call,
Roxy.
I'll call him back later, because I wasn't prepared for that. Okay, this is the restaurant. It's in Hawaii. It says it tastes like frozen pizza. Frozen.
Hawaiian frozen pizza.
Yep. You get better pizza at Pizza Hut. The dough is leathery and chewy. Couldn't find the pizza sauce anywhere on the pizza.
Aloha. Thank you for calling Boston Basil's. We're sorry to have missed your call. Our hours of operation.
Who cares? Answer your phone. I actually did research for this show. You should be proud of me.
Researching did a lot of good.
Thank you for calling Boston Basil's.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you guys knew about Yelp.com. Have you seen the reviews on there?
On what.com?
On Yelp.com. Have you seen the reviews?
Have you seen the reviews on Yelp.com? No.
No? Okay. I was just wondering, ma'am, are you
yes.
with me, or are you just, like,
yes,
not paying
I'm right
attention?
Here. No, okay. Go ahead.
Because sometimes it seems like you're not paying attention. There's a picture on Yelp, and it looks like it's, like, a picture of your menu.
Okay.
And it says, voted the best Italian restaurant.
Yes, in West Hawaii today.
How long ago was that?
Let me check. 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to check.
On Yelp.com, it says, voted the best Italian restaurant in 2009.
She thinks she's about to get a medal.
We got it the last 3 years in a row.
Oh, okay. Because back in, like, 2009, you guys got a lot of bad reviews. One person says the dough was leathery, couldn't find the pizza sauce anywhere on the pizza. Another one says the food was bland. Another one says that the food was okay. Don't do it even if you're starving. It's probably one of the worst places I've ever eaten. Then another place says your appetizers taste like frozen food, just heated up in the kitchen. So I'm just wondering where you get the idea that you guys are the best Italian place ever if you have so many damn people, you know, saying that you suck.
Well, we get voted it, so it's not by us. It's by the newspaper, and it's a vote with the people that live in the West Hawaii. And all our food is very fresh, and I haven't had a complaint since I've worked here.
Okay, so you have screwed with the voting in some way to make sure your restaurant gets the best? That's illegal.
Okay. give me 1 second.
No.
I'm going to report her to the cops.
Yeah. Hi, this is Julie. Can I help you?
Yeah, Julie, I'm just wondering why the hell your Yelp reviews say that that your place sucks, yet you can claim to be the best ever.
Yelp is done by individual people that want to go on and make a review. As you know, you cannot please everybody all of the time. So, of course, anybody has the right to go on there and put a review in a negative or in a positive way.
Well, the thing is, many people have actually said this. It's your entire review rating is like 2.5 stars. And, I mean, you have several one-star reviews saying the pizza's
How we get voted the best Italian restaurant 3 years in a row is by the readers of West Hawaii. They vote on it. It's like, I believe today that actually came out.
You screwed with those ratings. You screwed with it. You did.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
That's
there's
illegal.
No way we can... Ma'am, that is ran by the West Hawaii.
No, you just
today.
Had a bunch of your friends vote for you. That's illegal,
ma'am,
and I'm reporting you to the police.
Ma'am, that's absolutely not correct information. We have no control over that. That's West Hawaii today. They are the ones that are submitted into it, and we have no control over that at all.
Then
there's
why don't
lots
you...
of Italian restaurants in town.
Ma'am, I am reporting.
Would you like to talk to our owner? He's standing right here. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would like to.
All right, and what was your name, please?
Stacy.
Macy, all right.
Stacy.
Here is Jack. Casey, all right, Casey.
Stacy.
Here is Jack, okay?
Stacy, with an S.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. I'm just wondering why the hell... Where do you get off saying you're the best restaurant ever? Because I went there, it tasted like it was frozen.
What? What are you talking about?
You claimed I'd be the best Italian restaurant.
We have, We have 3 awards that are given to us by
Did
West Hawaii today
votes?
For the readers. Excuse me?
Did you rig those votes?
No, I didn't rig those votes. I don't know how do you rig the votes on a million readership or whatever it is.
Well,
I don't
because
know.
You guys are the only
internet.
Ones voting.
Where are you calling from anyway? How ridiculous is this? It's been 3 years in a row. They vote us. I don't even vote. What do you want from me?
Of course you
it's
vote.
It's voted by the customers that come here.
No, the customers.
This is ridiculous. It comes from West Hawaii today. Casey, if you got an axe to grind, I'm sorry, but you know, take it up with West Hawaii today. I'm not.
No,
me.
I'm going to take it up with you because it says your food
you?
Is frozen.
What's wrong with you?
What's
There's something
wrong
really
with
wrong
me?
With you. Get some help.
Get some
help. Hey, let me talk to them.
What's wrong with me is I went to their restaurant and they had shitty food. That's what's wrong with me. They're lying.
Who's talking?
They rigged the votes.
Who's talking this time?
You, go. They rigged the fucking votes. I'm your
only contestant.
And I'm crying.
Boston Basils, how are you?
Hi, this is Johnny, and I'm her supervisor, Stacy's.
John who?
Johnny Bass.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the Public Inquiry Office here in Hawaii.
The Public Inquiry Office?
Yes, sir. What we do is we monitor Yelp, and if we see some suspicious activity, like what's going on in your restaurant, then we... No, we call, make sure there's no funny business going on.
What are you talking about?
Well, we're...
Is this the same phone number as just called? And some ridiculous thing about the West Hawaii
today.
Well,
actually, I'm calling from my office. Stacy called from her office, and she just called giving me a... Saying
okay,
that, you know...
Okay, so she gave me a hard time. She called me a liar and gave me a real hard time. Now, I don't know if that's an investigation technique.
No offense,
but you kind of sound like a schmuck. I'm going to turn your number into the board. I don't see any credentials on this. Look, the West Hawaii publishes and East Hawaii publishes a newspaper. Thousands and thousands of readers... read it, and you only get one vote. Well, frankly, last year, I didn't even vote. So, and you pick everything from automotive people to dentists to real estate agents to everything, Chinese restaurants. I don't pick anything. And for the last 3 years, we've been fortunate enough because of the readers of West Hawaii.
Well, sir,
we don't
sir.
Count the votes. They do it. So listen, this conversation
sir.
Is now... Go ahead.
Well,
please, do what you have to do.
Sir.
I'll call West Hawaii. I'm going to give them your number and say that you're trying to ruin their promotion.
Sir, it is unpatriotic. It is unpatriotic to rig a magazine contest.
What are you talking about? There's no magazine here, you idiot. It's a newspaper. You can't rig it.
You just said magazine.
What are you talking about? What am I dealing with here? Are you
did
people
you just
have
say a bad
serious
word?
Serious psychological issues here. And I don't know what this is about, but it doesn't sound like you are a legitimate company. So until you send me something that shows me legitimacy,
well, we're
I'm
technically
take
not
number,
a company
because
we're volunteer.
You're not a company,
but...
then. Oh, you're volunteers. Okay,
yes, sir.
When I take your number down, I'm going to forward it to West Hawaii today, saying you're trying to sabotage their operation. I'm going to call West Hawaii, and they're going to sabotage it. They
well,
audit,
sir, this
and they take care
of it.
Well, listen to me. Listen to me, moron. I'm not talking to you anymore, and don't call.
Okay, well, wait, sir.
Oh, my God. That guy was totally unpatriotic for not voting.
Oh, I misread it. I thought you said he's unpatriotic for rigging it.
No. Hey, do you want me to, should I call him back?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got disconnected.
Okay.
Wait, we should both be on the phone now.
Pretend like you're crying or something.
Okay.
Boston Basil, can I help you?
I think
sir,
we got disconnected.
My employee is crying because of you.
Your employee's crying?
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry.
I don't have psychological problems, okay?
You guys are frauds. You're frauds. I'm turning your number into West Hawaii today saying you're sabotaging it.
No.
So I'm turning your phone number in. I'm looking it up. You guys are frauds.
Will you vote for us next year?
Well, here.
We're frauds.
Wait, call back one more time. I got something that'll probably piss him off.
Okay, hang on. Let me call Fractal back. I'm in love with Fractal. I missed him.
Is Fractal back?
Yeah, for some reason. He came back. I thought he died. Just gotta check up on him.
Cause...
Oh my God,
make sure he's tucked
money.
In.
Hello.
Hey
Fractal.
Fractal. You have lots of money.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, are you okay, bro?
Yeah.
I heard that you almost died.
Yeah, if anyone's in Tiny Chat, check out this boot that I'm wearing on my foot.
Facebook.com/Samantha.
I think...
And check out all this money, too.
Whoa. Hey, there's a theory here. You missed something. Book of Pooh says that Fractal is hairy, and you know what? That's actually a pretty good theory, because you came back after this hairy business was over. We had this group called the Phone Wieners totally bugging us, and we just recently owned them
I remember, like, asking about who they are.
Yeah, you're Harry.
Like a month ago or something. Who's Harry?
Harry's the main dude. You must be Harry. You came out of hiding now. But you were hiding because you didn't want us to figure it out.
Wait, just because I've been gone, you think that I'm him?
Yep.
Obviously, it all makes sense now.
Fractal, I'm just kidding. It's okay. He looks so confused right now.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm going to call
you
back.
Do you have a PBX in your attic?
In what?
Do you have a rack-mounted PBX in your attic? With a payphone attached to it?
No.
Say yes.
That's what they have.
It makes good radio if you say yes.
No, don't mess with him. He's sensitive.
I'm just kidding.
That's right.
I'm gonna call this
By the way, since I've been gone, are you? Could you go?
Thank you for calling Boston Basil's. Can I take an order, please?
One order of who gives a fuck, and two of fried dicks.
Excuse me?
I'd like one order of who gives a fuck and one of fried dicks.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm not sure who I'm talking to or what this is about.
This is Brian Seacrest. And I would like one order of who gives a fuck and one of fried dicks. Now, is that so hard to understand, or do you want to put your manager on the phone?
Well, I can put my owner on this one.
Excuse me?
All right. Just a moment, please.
Thank you. Goddamn rude.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
What store is this? Or is restaurant?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this.
What?
We need to get to the bottom of this, sir. We are
I'm
a
in the
vigilante.
Middle of the dinner hour. Who are you? Who
We're
are you?
We are a vigilante group.
You are a vigilante group? Oh, that's nice to know.
Yes, sir. And we find your...
Bear takes shit from no one.
Exactly.
Except for Jesus. Jesus can push us around all he wants.
Jesus and Christians are, you know...
Okay, look.
Okay.
If you fucking talk about our God again, I'll slap you.
You are swearing and threatening me now? Then I'm turning the number into the police.
Oh, God. They're going to have to come all the way over to the continental
I'll call
US.
You. I'm going to call right now. I'm turning this phone number into the police.
Okay, can you keep us on the line while you call? Aw. What a dick.
She sounded so confused.
I know, she was. All right, we should call that place back. The health food place. I don't know what we're going to say, though, so... We'll just have to wing it, I guess. Oh, I remember on Yelp it says that this place will not let you purchase anything under $10 with a credit card. So, I think...
Is it a Chinese place?
No, it's a different place. Sounds just like that Chinese place, though.
We don't like that crack, huh? Wait, is this the health food store?
Yeah, it's a health food store.
Ms. Baker, can I help you?
Yeah, you guys have a deli there?
It's closed. It closes at 6.
Well, I didn't ask you if it was closed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a deli in Texas?
You don't have to be a smartass about it, ma'am. All right, so I was in there earlier. I tried to buy some vitamins. Oh, and I have to buy this stuff for my uterus, the red raspberry leaf extract, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, there's an echo. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, you know that red raspberry leaf stuff?
Yes.
For my period? My periods are really bad, and I bleed everywhere. Yeah, I tried to buy that, but you guys wouldn't let me, because my credit card, the purchase was not large enough.
There was blood everywhere.
You were buying red raspberry capsules or tea?
God.
Ma'am, this is her husband.
Yes.
Okay,
I have my period really bad right now. It's making me really cranky.
Okay, honey.
I wish make me repeat myself.
Okay, my wife comes in there, and, you know, when she, like most women, when they get their, you know, special time of month, oh my God, just that's all you have to say. And, you know, I come in there with my...
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Listen. You know, don't be smartass, ma'am.
Just saying there's an echo. That's why it's hard for me to hear you.
There's an echo. Oh.
Daddy, what's a smartass?
Yeah. So, ma'am. So my wife comes in there and wants some special uterus stuff. I don't know what the fuck it's called because I'm a man. But so she gets there and I pull out my MasterCard and I throw it on the table and the lady says, "Oh, well, let me say exactly what she says." Well, you can't use that. And I'm like, excuse me, because I stopped carrying cash, you know, because the time we're in, I can barely afford credit card payments, so I didn't have the money to buy it at the time. And I go, excuse me, why not? And she says, because it's under $10. And I'm like, just bring up the fucking item. And she's like, no, it's under $10. You can't do it. So I really want to get to the bottom of this, and I want that lady fired.
You know, can I make a suggestion, sir? Could you call back tomorrow?
What's and talk fired? Later?
Excuse me?
Could you call back tomorrow and talk to the owner? Because they set the rules and then the regulations and the policies here.
But I still have my period right now. I have my period now, not tomorrow. Ma'am? Help. Ma'am?
Ma'am, she'll beat me if she doesn't get her period relief.
You know, I don't set the policy, sir. I'm an employee here. The owners have requested that you make a $10 purchase when paying by credit card. There's a sign. And if you have an issue with that, I'd recommend you call back tomorrow and talk to one of the owners.
I get it. I understand it. It's because my wife and I are black. I understand that, okay? But we pay the bills just like any...
Color has nothing to do with it, sir. It's the company policy.
It's race, not color. Excuse me.
Color? Color? Are you kidding me? This is the worst period of my life.
Ma'am, please apologize to my wife for calling her color.
I'm sorry.
Be sincere about
it. That saying? Can you listen, please?
My daddy
you
voted for Obama.
What? Hello?
That's our son. Ignore him. What's your suggestion?
We live in Hawaii. Nobody cares about race here. There's so many different races. It's the company policy.
Nobody cares about race in Hawaii.
Oh, I thought it was color, ma'am. My wife, I was walking.
Why is mommy crying?
Ma'am, I find you highly disrespectful. Your apology was full of just smartass. Oh, she couldn't take it anymore.
she's abused at home, you can tell.
Alright, what should we do now, Fractal? We'll do whatever you say. Well, just in honor of you, we'll do what you say.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Maybe we should call AOL.
AOL?
Yeah, are they still around?
I think they went under the other day.
I don't know. We used to prank AOL a long time ago when we had nothing to do. But I don't know. That was a bad idea, because I don't think AOL would be funny.
It's okay, Fractal. Let's see if this guy still remembers us from last week's show.
Music while your party is reached.
Oh, God. We should cross him with angry guesses.
Can we call the phone winners guy Harry?
Ew, no.
No, I just like, so that you prove that like, it's not, I'm not him or whatever. Hello?
Oh, hold on, Byron.
All right.
This guy's going to answer. I want you to talk to him.
Hello?
You made him hang up. Fuck you.
What?
Gas station guy, you made him hang up. Fuck you.
What just happened?
Yeah, you bitch. I'm a Santa Claus brother. I got your phone number, okay?
Yeah, fuck you.
Cactus.
How do you have your phone number?
Lesbian bitch.
Oh, you called me a bitch.
Oh, you do not talk to my woman bitch. Like that. You talk to my woman, you get a foot.
Hey,
okay, I'm got your number. I'm gonna call the cop. I'm gonna tell the cop. Cop is outside.
Hey, you're harassing us now.
I already called the cops on you, motherfucker. He finally got angry.
Did you even call him?
Yeah, I was calling Byron, and then I was calling the angry gas station guy at the same time. But then Byron just hung up because he's retarded. Byron. Do you,
Byron.
Hey, oh my God, he's coughing. I think he's smoking pot again.
Byron,
do you remember us from last week? Byron! Damn it. Byron! Oh, my God. What the hell is wrong with him?
He's a stoner. We're not going to get through to him.
God. Okay. We're going to call someone else.
Let's call some Twitter.
No, I'm not going
to... Twitter.
I'm not going to call Twitter. I'm going to call a Chinese restaurant.
I'm going to go pee.
The Weather Girl.
Oh, Weather Girl doesn't answer my phone calls anymore.
Oh, she actually got smart.
I don't know. It's so sad. That one call was pretty good. That guy was...
Andrew House La Jolla?
Yeah, are you guys still open? Do you deliver?
Not delivery, but for pickup, yes.
Okay, can you just, like, get in your car and, car and deliver it to me, please?
We don't do delivery at this hour for pickup if you want to come to pick it up.
Why can't you do delivery? It's the same thing as me driving over there, except you're the one driving.
Because the driver is left already. We only do delivery from 5 to 9 o'clock.
Do you not know how to drive?
Well, I'm not a driver.
You don't know how to drive?
Yes.
You do know how to drive?
I don't know how to drive.
Well, you should get a license before you start working at a Chinese place.
Well, I'm a hostess, and it's delivery is from 5 to 9 o'clock.
Oh my God, you're supposed to deliver.
I'd like some Chinese chicken, and you don't have like chicken.
Can we call a Vietnamese restaurant?
What, you got something against Vietnamese people, or?
No, I just want to call one.
Okay.
Do you have a tutu platter?
Do you have the two-dog platter?
Do you have poo-poo?
Yeah, poo-poo. Okay, bar.
This is a faux place. I can't believe that bitch wouldn't deliver.
What a slut. I want to talk to the Vietnamese dude.
Okay.
Because it's Vietnamese in America.
So is Jen missing also? Is she not?
I don't know.
She's been calling in.
Yeah, Jen's been calling in since you've been gone.
So people thought I was dead?
No, it's just me. I just thought you were dead.
I thought you died of an overdose or something.
Oh. Rob's calling. I'll have to call him back. This Vietnamese place is probably closed.
We'll call a different one.
Oh, gee, thanks for your wonderful advice, Aikison.
That's better than...
Hey, Rob. Shh. Well, you should
have... Hi, Ina.
I think this place is closed. Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, we have to talk about your show in a little bit. Hold on.
After I talk to some Vietnamese...
Oh, they love you a long time. Okay, I'm going back to mute.
Sun Valley.
Oh, hello. Hello. Yes. Do you guys do the takeout?
I'm sorry, kitchen is closed.
Well, can I, you know?
The kitchen is closed. There's nothing I can do for you, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Oh. No.
Oh, that guy needs to be called back. He said there's nothing he can do for us.
You talk to him.
I will.
There could be plenty.
Oh, now he's not going to answer. This is turning into a conference.
It's a conference.
Unknown phone number. Hello.
Hi. Is this a conference?
Yeah, it's turned into one.
Cool. I hear another phone ringing. Who are we calling?
I don't know, dude. I gotta go. I gotta talk to Rob about something.
Well, this is Legend. Don't hang up on me.
Oh, it's Legend. How awesome. Yeah. Hey,
Oh, awesome, huh? You want to see something awesome? Check this out.
Hey, Legend, can you get this Vietnamese guy to open his kitchen back up?
I'm very hungry. Yeah, that's reason enough right there. Hi there. Yes, I was calling earlier. Ma'am, I am very, very starving. I'm just wasting away as I speak to you. I'm very hungry.
I'm sorry, the kitchen is closer.
It doesn't have to be cooked anyway. You just give me something that's already frozen.
The kitchen is closed. Everything is turned off. Listen to me. The kitchen is closed. Everything is turned off, okay?
Listen, you don't have to cook it. Just give me it raw. I'm
telling you that everything is turned off. I cannot serve you the raw food.
Would you listen to me? It does not have to
be cooked. I cannot serve you raw food, sir.
Well, okay? I don't want you to serve it to me. I just want you to give it to me. I'm hungry.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm very hungry. Hungry. Please, starving.
Hungry.
Sir, you're going to be responsible for my husband's death if you don't feed him.
I'm very hungry. Please feed me.
He's dying.
He's a hungry hippo.
He's dying.
I don't care. I'll eat the pee. Ugh.
Hello? You have no heart. You have no heart. My husband is dying.
I'm hungry.
What is wrong with you?
You guys had the panda breast?
God, he's not even talking. I know you picked up the phone. I can tell you picked up the phone.
We're going to beige box the shit out of you if you don't talk to us.
I know you, sir, I know you don't have any heart, but, you know, do you at least have, like, some liver or, you know,
he's gone.
Another organ?
He's gone.
Yeah, the heart's pretty good.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, everybody.
So now you're getting your own show?
Yes. Going to be doing the prank show Saturday nights, midnight right now. Might extend the hours depending on how it goes, but our first show will be this weekend.
Why do you have to do it so late? It's not like you have kids.
Midnight where? Like Iceland or what?
Midnight Eastern Time, 9 Pacific.
Okay.
Nine specific
that's a bad
time.
Place for a show, man. So, you need to have something with when things are open, you know?
Rob?
Well, we could start earlier.
Does it have to
be live?
Rob, yeah, what is it, Stacy?
We're just going to tell you how to run your show. That's what we're going to
do. Yeah, that's good. You should do that.
Everyone does it to me. I'm going to call in Saturday, and I'm going to tell you how to run your show. So, Rob?
Yes.
I can't really tell by the name of your show, but what is your show about? Because it's hard for me to understand. You haven't really explained it yet.
It's the same shit we do all week. It's just on Saturdays, and we named it The Prank Show.
Oh.
Okay, so it's like phone sex, or...
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's our room when we're giving out some phone sex to any lucky caller who calls 505-796-5695.
Ooh.
5695. You need to look at that.
Rob, you should name your show. Way. Your show should be called The Fun Show.
How about The Funner Show?
No, that's gay. That's almost as gay as The Fun Show.
I think I'm going to just hang up on everyone except Akison.
Oh, no.
And,
BoneHerpes.com.
What?
Well, this is your show. That's your right. I intend to do that a lot.
Yeah.
BoneHerpes.com.
But I'll let people know that you guys can email me at rth@cactiradio.com if you want to submit music you want me to play. If you don't put an MP3 in the email, if you don't attach an MP3, I'm just going to delete your fucking...
Blah, 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 blah.
And Phil, and...
I'm so jealous you have a cactiradio.com email.
It was really hard. I went, Brad, make me an email box. And he went, here.
I asked him for, like, 4 years ago.
Hey, Roxy, do you want to spoof emails to Rob from Cacti Radio email addresses?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to do, Rob.
Are you just going to do it with a PHP form, or are you actually going to put in actual header information? Because I always check that.
Okay, all right. Too much. Bye, Legend.
Mahalo.
All right. Mahalo, Rob.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, Stacy.
Wait, Rob.
Too late. Bye, Damn Fractal. It. Thanks. Hey, Fractal, I missed you.
Oh, yeah. I missed coming onto your show and listening to it.
Oh, I missed you coming, too. Bye. What?
Hey.
Who is this?
This is Kelly.
Huh?
Kelly.
Oh, hi. Anything going on? Because you called me like 5 times in a row.
Oh, yeah. I just kept pushing the button.
Okay. So what do you want?
Do you want free phone sex?
Well, I heard that you were going to show your boobies, so I wanted to call and make sure that I wasn't wasting my time listening to you ramble about stupid shit. Also, I think that you should actually make some phone calls that are funny instead of stupid.
Wait, have you been listening? Or
the entire time.
Okay, then you would know they're funny. They're hilarious.
It seems like you just cuss at people and try to get them angry.
Oh, wow, he's really smart. Is that not, like, the whole point of the show anyway? Akison?
No, oh, well.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, did you call me from a 504 number earlier?
Of course.
Oh, okay, I was going to call that person back. But, obviously that's not it. All right, I'm going to call back this this guy from the wine place. At least I think that's him. Either that or it's my psychologist. I hope it's not my psychologist. He might actually be closed because it's like midnight.
I'm really surprised that he called you back.
Hello, this is Gibbs Wines, and we cannot answer your call right now.
We're going to leave a message.
Your call is important to us, so please leave your name and number, and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thank you very much, and be safe. Bye.
Hi, you called me back earlier, and I feigned ignorance, but really, it was me. It was me the whole time. It was my friend that called earlier, too. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we called you, and I totally pretended like I didn't know what you were talking about. It was so funny. Oh my god. So call me back, 484-240-4050. Okay, so before the show, I played this clip of this guy, and Akison and I called him earlier, and what did you say? You were like asking him if...
Oh no, because when on Yelp it misstated that he was a stereo place or something.
Oh, right.
And I asked him for a motherfucking stereo, and he just kind of, giggled at me and told me how it was a wine shop.
Yeah. And, anyway, then I called him back, and I left my phone number, and so he called back, and I just totally pretended like I didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, I don't know if some kids are doing some pranks or what. Like, I don't know. Vietnamese restaurant.
Hello, thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, are you guys still open?
No, we're not.
Oh, when did you guys close?
9:30.
I'm so hungry.
Well, can you please, cook up some panda or something for my wife, because she's starving.
Excuse me?
Can you cook up some panda for my wife, because she's, starving.
You want me to cook up what?
Like some panda or something.
Is this 484-240-4050?
Congratulations, you can read. Now make my wife some dinner.
I'm going to call the police for harassment, okay?
Because this is totally a harassing call.
Yes, completely.
Oh, and hey, what's black and white and red all over?
Yeah, you're racist.
No, what's black and white and red all over?
You're so racist. I'm going to accuse her of harassing me. She's not going to answer now. Hey, ma'am? Hello? I'm reporting you to the police for racism. Ma'am? I know she can hear me. We're going to call another Vietnamese. Hello? Hello?
I'd like the wonton soup with some fingers in it. I don't know. Why did I say that? That was stupid.
I don't know. It was kind of like earlier you asked a wine place for a stereo. Maybe this place will have their kitchen open. I'm so fucking hungry. Oh my god. I'm so hungry.
I had Vietnamese today.
A Vietnamese person?
No, like food.
Like cat?
Like the soup stuff.
Thank you for calling Red Pearl Kitchen San Diego. If you wish to make a reservation, please leave a name and number or go to www.redpearlkitchen.com.
No, we're not going to let
pizza. Can we call the pizza place back? I want to tell them a joke.
We're not going to let them market their website on my show. What pizza place? It was the one from Yelp, right?
Yeah, the Hawaii one.
Okay, let me find it real quick. Boston.
He sounded New York.
Well, the name of the place has the word Boston in it, so I think he's from Boston.
Oh.
Maybe he's from New York and he just wants to be from Boston. He sounded like a fucking gangster.
Yeah.
Not gangster, mobster. The mob's gonna come after us.
Thank you for calling Boston Basil. Can I take an order, please?
Yeah, may I speak to the owner, por favor?
The owner of the restaurant? Yes, may I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is, Ricky the Rick, and, I'm from 101.9, and I need to have some confirmation for the radio show.
Okay, just a moment, please, okay?
All right, thank you. What the fuck, Ricky Rick?
You said it, not me. RBCP.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, this is Rick calling back.
Oh, is this the 484-240-4050 number?
Yeah, kind of, but,
Okay, Rick, let me explain something to you. The man that was in here is a pretty good friend of mine, and I just called him. And he's with the FBI, and I'm calling Homeland Security. You threatened a restaurant with people in it. So I've turned the number over to the FBI, and they're turning it over to Homeland Security.
Wait, sir.
You threatened to blow me up, and you threatened that you talked dirty to the waitress here, and you're going to come down and hurt me. You
didn't
say
anything about hurting you.
Don't even go there. Don't even go. Good thing you got it recorded.
No, we have it.
They're
going to
be there in a few minutes. And don't ever call this again, because I called the FBI.
In a few minutes.
I don't know. I gave them your number, ATX. You have ATX Telecommunications out of Catasquaw, Pennsylvania. And I'm well aware of where the number is, and I'm well aware of what's going on, and now the FBI is.
The moral of the story is don't fuck with people from Boston.
Stay away from the site.
Listen,
okay?
We didn't threaten you. We're just a wacky radio show.
Oh, no. There's somebody else over here, and you know, if you're punking me, that's one thing.
Wait, there was somebody else over here? Wait, somebody came into your restaurant?
No.
What are you talking about?
One of my friends. I called the FBI.
Why would you call the FBI? We're just a radio.
You threatened people in the restaurant, and you
were talking
filthy.
We did not threaten anybody in the restaurant.
You were talking filthy to the person that was on the phone, the lady that was on the phone. So I'm telling you right now, I'm turning this into the FBI.
What did you say to her?
You can talk with the FBI and the police. So don't call the number again.
Wait, who?
I will file an official complaint with the police department here and the FBI.
How did we threaten you?
Give you the FBI number.
You haven't filed the complaint yet.
Oh, yes, I am.
Ricky the DJ. Huh? Sir, this is Ricky the DJ from 101.9. And, you know, we're actually just calling back to get a consent form to put this on the radio.
Where's 101.9?
Turn to your radio station and check us out.
Well, we're in Pennsylvania, so he can't really...
Oh.
Okay. Well, the FBI has been notified.
Okay, sir, I'm confused on how we threatened your customers.
The person that threatened me and said they're going to wreck the restaurant and they're going to come down and knock me out.
Who said that?
Oh, they certainly did. And you got it recorded.
Wait. Who said that? I'm confused.
So deal with the FBI when they come knocking on your door.
Did that happen?
And I'm sorry that you got people there that are incompetent and irresponsible.
I have a terrible memory, but I don't remember that.
Well, yeah. And who's the one that's crying?
Sir, what's black and white red all over?
You know, too bad. But don't call the number again.
It's I'm just trying to get a consent form. We're going to pay
you
for this.
Sir, black and white and red all over?
What's black, white?
Damn it.
Okay, look.
What'd you just say to me?
What's black, white, and red all over? A newspaper.
That was illegal. You shouldn't have said that. That was a threat.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Lady, get off the line.
Get off the line. No, you hang up.
Can we order a pizza? I'm really hungry. Can you deliver it?
And you're in Pennsylvania and you want to order a pizza. Is that fraud?
You hang up.
That's fraud. Yes, sir. That's definitely fraud.
And what was the last thing you tried to order from the waitress? You want to repeat what you tried to order from the waitress?
He was trying to order a French pizza.
Oh, no. What was he trying to order?
Because she's right here
with me, and she was pretty upset. So,
what did she say?
I heard what you said.
What did she say?
We know what you said.
Sir, we have everything recorded. We're a radio show. We recorded everything. We're going to play this tomorrow. We need a consent form.
Then I'll call the FCC right now. That's a good idea. Thank you for telling me that you're a radio show. I'll call the FCC and you're making harassing calls from Pennsylvania to Hawaii. Thank you. I'll give them a call.
Is that illegal? Sir.
Wait, one minute. Sir.
I'm so confused, Agason. When did we say we were going to wreck the place? Did that happen? Because I have a really bad memory, but I could have sworn that did not happen.
The worst thing that we said was I'd like to order like one plate of Who Gives a Fuck and two dicks or something like that. He's calling the FBI. It's not like they have enough things to worry about.
No, he's calling Homeland Security.
Oh, gosh.
Should we give out his... I'm going to go ahead and read. Oh, RBCP says that we said we were going to slap him.
That totally translates to, you know, bombing the building.
Okay, here's the thing. That guy sounded like a tough guy. And we said... Somebody said, we're going to slap you. And he calls the FBI.
I don't think a really good friend of mine works for the FBI. That's like saying, hey, yeah, a really good friend of mine was a Vietnam War vet.
Okay.
He is the connection. Should we call him back?
No, RBCP wrote a... No, he specifically said, do not call back.
All right.
And we're towards the end of the show anyway, but I just want to read RBCP's review that he wrote. Actually, he gave them 5 stars. And he says, I called to complain about all the complaints on Yelp to the manager, and he freaked out and called me a fraud. He also said that newspaper reviews are 100% trustworthy, and that all Yelp reviewers are huge liars. What a jerk. I just want to hug him.
Did you see how confused the guy was when I asked him about the newspaper?
Yeah, he thought you were going to say something rude.
Excuse me?
He's like, what did you say?
Did we say that we're going to blow up his restaurant? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
I don't remember that at all.
We didn't. Simple as that.
I don't even remember that, but apparently the FBI is after us now.
Do you think he's like shitting in his pants right now? Like, oh my god, that phone call.
I don't know, dude.
They're on to us. They know that we submitted those dozens of fake reviews. To the newspaper.
Agason, you're the one that said that you were going to slap him, so I guess the FBI is coming to your house tonight.
Oh, shit.
And Tombstone, no, I'm not going to call Joe. It's too late.
Oh, we should call Joe.
No, I don't want to call Joe. Joe's boring.
Didn't he have, like, heart bypasses or something?
I don't know. The show's ending, though. Good night, everyone. Go to cactiradio.com/funshow and go ahead and download all my podcasts.
Because if you don't, RBCP will beat her.
Yes. And just like Rob says, Akison said that that he was going to slap the guy, but we're just going to say that we meant slap him with a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Fraud. So yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and did you know that ordering a pizza across state lines is fraud?
Yes. Yes. It's all fraud, everyone.
It's all fraud.
Everything is fraud. Okay.
No, I have to say one more thing. So this guy dialed 1-800-FBI call, and you know, got through the FBI office and said, "These guys called my
restaurant." Look, if I knew you were gonna ramble more, I should have played the long version of the outro that RBCP gave me.
Well, fuck you then.
Go ahead, keep going.
No, I'm
done. You have a minute left. We better watch out for the fucking FCC, dude.
Yeah. We used too many bad words on your show.
I'm gonna go ahead and play the, I don't have the original Line Store one. But I'm gonna play when the guy called me back so everyone knows what I'm talking about. And what else should I play?
No Katy Perry, please.
Okay, no Katy Perry. Alright, good night, everyone. Love you.
Night, everybody.
Love you. There's still more. We have 23 seconds left. Talk.
21.
Yeah.
20. 19.
Facebook.com/TheSamantha. After, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
PhoneHerpes.com.
Hello?
Yes, hello, this is Dick calling from Gibbs Wine in Detroit.
Yeah, you're...
And, somebody called here twice asking for some effing wine.
Okay, what do I have to do with that?
I don't know. I'm calling back because you left a call here, not the number, said somebody says your son was upset about something.
I did not call you at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, then somebody's calling playing a prank because they told me to call this number.
Are you drunk, sir?
Am I drunk? No. Are you kidding me? I'm in a retail store here.
I don't know, man.
Called me if the kids were making prank phone calls or what?
I don't know. You should report to the police.
No, thank you.